That's the gentle warning klaxon. This podcast will be talking about men's relationships, and there is some content of a contentious nature which might offend some listeners. I'm John Ryan, and this is Pod Roast. This week, a new podcast for men from TalkSport named after a toilet, and an old podcast for men that does the job a whole lot better. So here's a podcast for men. I'm as gay as a goose, so I love men. I was producer on 2.5 series of Men's Hour on 5 Live 10 years ago, and I've grappled with what makes content that's relevant to our half of the population. Why isn't there a place for men to talk about the issues that affect them in the modern world? Asks the men's room description. Fatherhood, sexuality, racism, dating, masculinity, mental health, body image, the list goes on. Why are these topics taboo, and why has it taken this long to talk about them? Has this been beamed in from 1999? Men's media is everywhere. In our bit of the Enchanted Forest, we have Attitude and GT. There's a load of metrosexual stuff like GQ, the magazine equivalent of a guy who might let you go home with him after 6 pints. There's your Lad Bible Vice Axis. My Facebook feed was full of gay mates reposting the Vice Guide to Pegging the other day, pointing and laughing at the straight lads who pretended not to be interested. There's Monocle for celibate hipsters with brains and wallets the size of a planet. And that's before you even get into the pod space, a world that's chock full of guys sat around tables talking about all of that. But I guess the usual pod issues apply. Finding the right fit for your particular brand of masculinity can be tough. Like how every birthday card when you're a kid had football or bloody racing cars on it. And given the men's room is fathered by TalkSport, I kind of went in expecting it to honk of Lynx Africa. Firstly, the name. You know, that's what Hyacinth Bouquet would call the room a bloke takes a pee in. It starts with a masculine Alex Horn-esque theme, and Adi Oladipo breaks a rule in his first 2 words by calling me everyone. He introduces Rory Jennings, and they riff on the setup or den they're broadcasting from. Without any description of it for us poor everybody's. If your podcast is visualized, don't forget the audience who are only using their ears. And why do so many podcasts start with some of this false bonhomie? It's like when Amazon sends you your stuff in a giant box alongside some plastic bag things they've inflated to stop it rattling around. This is the plastic bag. We've come for your incisive male take, not your lame-ass warm-up in-jokes. Cut them out. The razor blade is your friend. Feels a bit lopsided too. Addy is definitely in charge. Rory, the co-host. He overtalks and likes his gags a little too much. They tell us this episode's about dating and relationship. This is a launchpad for Rory to talk about his marriage, as he's set up as the settled, loved up one. Addy is the single man about town. Within 4 minutes of this rambly chat, it's clear from the pronouns being used that this is not just the men's room, it's just the straight men's room. 8 minutes in, we're into a case study about football, and without any irony, a description of what an echo chamber is. 2 straight Londoners, same age, who keep returning to football. Nothing has sounded so echoey ever. 11 minutes and we're talking dating apps. Rory said he was married before they existed. In 2017. So obviously not on the same apps as some of the rest of us. Addy thinks the appization of dating, that's my word, means you follow particular tribes and attributes and are less open-minded about the kind of person you might end up with. An interesting thought, maybe, spoilt by his use as ladies as a descriptor for women. Then they talk about finding a partner like yourself, the whole opposites attract thing. The pressure in some African families to find the right match. The fact Addy cancelled his wedding at the last minute. They move on and off the subject a bit, which is a shame because there are moments where this almost works. If one of the two of them was James Acaster or Chris Ramsey or anyone that's ever been on Taskmaster, maybe, it might work a bit better. If you're American, go and find some Taskmaster on YouTube. But it's formless and rambly. As I type, it's 23 minutes in. There's no evidence of any format or producer or even some subjects on the back of a fact packet. We get to cheating briefly. Rory says cheating at 25 is okay, less so at 35. It's an interesting, if contentious, discussion point, but we're off it in 10 seconds and straight back into the blender of over-talking. Addy comes up with the not entirely original take that Tinder seems like a hookup app rather than a relationship engine. Rory has a real problem with it and says it's damaging and limiting, and it's like Genghis Khan saying not her, not her, not her to a parade of women, which surely is exactly what we all used to do in the real world. In a club, whatever kind of club, there are people to whom you're attracted and people to whom you're not. To people who don't know this listening, says Rory at some point, again spoiling the one-to-one joy of audio and constantly referring back to moments in their long friendship that made me feel excluded. There's hardly ever a solicit for me to think about the subject area for the first 38 minutes. Then suddenly a handbrake turns into stories from our listeners. Ben likes a first date at IKEA. Joel took a girl home and found out she was also getting off with his younger brother. Scott had a woman offer to buy him trainers for a dirty video. They're pretty judgmental in places. There's discussion about being the partner of a porn star or an OnlyFans account holder. Also, a moment where Rory swears for the first time is where Addy asks him what would happen if his missus cheated on him, or vice versa, and whether forgiveness would happen. Certainly wouldn't, by the sounds of it. The listener testimony is just reported, by the way. These two host voices are now the only ones we've heard for 3/4 of an hour. How difficult would it have been to call the listeners and get them to record an insert, or even do some interaction with them? Finally, almost as an afterthought, they do bring in a guest, relationship expert Lucy Beresford. They throw around some BBC Local Radio 101 questions before that muscle theme tune bubbles up, and it's over. An altogether more creative and engaging take on masculinity can be found in A Gay and a Non-Gay. It's maybe unfair to compare episode 1 of The Men's Room with episode a gazillion of the former, but I shall. The places wherever you find your podcasts are unforgiving, and potential listeners could be clicking on your newborn episode while right next to you is a grisly 4-year-old. The gay and the non-gay are James Barr and Dan Hudson, doing the straight gay shtick long before Big Boys, and actually the reverse, where James is the cool one and Dan less so, Big Boys being the new Channel 4 drama. What these two do very well is observe the world through their sexuality glasses. It's not all toxic masculinity, I've capitalised both of those, or body image, or birds. It's much more subtle. The episode I just heard, for example, covers Dan's recent run in aid of the Marie Curie Cancer Charity to commemorate his mum, who died recently. Now, on the surface, that's not a particularly masculine subject, but from this sideways angle, the pair chat about grief and bereavement in a natural, conversational, and inclusive way. And also, weirdly, it's funny. Dan makes the point he keeps on wanting to text his mum interesting stuff going on in his life, but now, of course, he can't. Even with such weighty subject matter, there is room for a laugh with these two. Dan's training to be a stand-up, and one exercise was the other potential comedians shouting their first impressions at him on stage in Soho. Lives in Kent, fan of board games, owns one pair of trainers, always carries a backpack. These are geeky lines that James takes delight in and plays with affection. There's a snappiness to the edit too. Interstitials move things along when needed, and the whole episode is about a quarter of the size of The Men's Room. This is a fresh take on contemporary masculinity rather than an old loaded with stuck together pages. I'm John Ryan, weary-eared and disappointed, this week with The Men's Room from TalkSport and A Gay and a Non-Gay. I listen to these so you don't have to.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to 2 readers about 1 book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.